talk about. But first, it's become a staple of this program after a Cowboy game. Win or lose, we talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. Jerry Jones joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man.
Thank you for the time and congratulations.
We are damn excited about our team. It was a good win for us, and I haven't had much sleep, but I'm pleased as well as happy about that victory, if it were, on that field of the stadium up there in Green Bay, even if it isn't, it is.
I think we follow you there. Congrats on a 3-0 start. You've just got to be really pleased with the way things
are. Well, I am. We are very pleased at at what we've been able to do. We feel our team is performing well and setting up well for a playoff run. Should it get there, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, mm-hmm. of course. And I want to bring Wade on here to talk with the Cowboy fans. And of course, Wade, I want to congratulate you on being 3-0, and that is a good record to have right now, as it were, as it is now, as it were.
Well, it's a good start. Hey, Jerry, I just want to thank you for something, buddy.
What's that, Wade?
I want to thank you for, taking me on the trip and the airplane ride and getting to stay in that hotel. You know, during that hotel, they had a deal where you pick up the phone and you call them, and then they bring you a mess of food.
Oh, yeah, that's called room service.
Well, it was good anyway. You take such good care of me, Jerry, and you get me those good seats on the sideline and good music to listen to.
Wait, just to clarify once again, these are not vacation trips we're taking you on, and these are actual football games where you are our head coach. And you shouldn't be listening to music on those headphones, like you just said.
It's good, though. You pop in that George Strait. I listen to an entire Miley Cyrus CD.
Miley Cyrus.
There's something about a frog singing about a rainbow connection. And about that time, I saw we scored and, did that hand pump in the air, real quick. It's fine, though. We won game, Jerry.
So you're saying that your hand pumps are coming late because you're listening to music and you only respond to what you see out there.
I get a little distracted with the music, and I look up in that soccer field, and then all of a sudden we get the touchdown and get the jumping around and all that.
That's a football field, Wade.
But those musical earmuffs, they work real good.
Musical earmuffs.
Oh, my God. Well, enough about that. Let's talk football, Wade.
All right. Hey, we're 3-0, Jared. Does that put us in the playoffs?
Not yet. We still got a few more games to go here. It's a 16-game season, by the way.
You know, I looked up in the stands, Jared, and there's a guy with a big old wheel of cheese on his head and a little old piece cut out of it. And I've never seen so many people love cheese more than I did, because I love cheese.
Well, that's just a decoration. They're called cheese heads up there, and that's a little foam helmet thing that they wear to show spirit.
That's styrofoam?
Yes.
I ate three of them at halftime.
Oh, my God.
No wonder I'm so backed up. Well, I am backed up something fierce, Jerry. Damn. Well, anyway, it's pretty good eating. Hey, Jerry, when are we going to have a parade?
Well, not yet. We want to make sure we don't jinx ourselves by planning a parade, but we already have.
I'm sorry?
I think I follow that. Hey, here's another question for you, Jerry.
What's that?
You remember on Hee Haw which guy was picking and which guy was grinning?
No, I don't. I don't really know what this has to do with anything.
Speaking of Hee Haw, could you come into the locker room and say, we'll say, what's for dinner, Grandpa Jones? And you say, butter beans, okra, mashed taters, grits, and catfish. And then we'll all stand up and say, yee-haw! What do you think about that, Jerry?
What would that accomplish?
Anyway, users, let me tell you what a special head coach we have here.
Okay.
And Wade, I was driving down the street with Wade after the Cowboy win last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a dog that was limping down one of the rougher streets of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade made me stop, and he got out and went out and picked up that dog and brought him into the car.
Oh, that's nice.
And tried to feed him grass and crickets to nurse him back to health.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me that he was going to keep him because he thought he was a nice dog. And isn't that just a special thing?
That's great.
Really kind individual. Of course, Wade didn't think it through. and realized that we had just picked up an injured, frightened pit bull in our car and were force-feeding it crickets. So that dog went nuts and tore me to shreds. And he shredded my hairpiece. He shredded my hairpiece, and it looked like a possum had been fed through a box fan in that car.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry. I had no idea that thing was basically an alligator with fur.
Yeah, you didn't think it through, but that's what we love about you, Wade. You got a good, kind heart, even if you can't think 2 minutes into the future.
And, Jared, that's another thing. I appreciate you letting me keep the coon dogs of Valley Ranch. I appreciate that.
God.
Well, he's 3-0, Jared, and I think we're going to go 16-0.
We're 3-0, and despite our differences, we're winning football games, and isn't that what's important?
We did it, Jared. We did it.
All right. Hang up the phone now, Wade.
Bye-bye.
See what I'm up against
right
here.
I guess we do. Thank you both for joining us.
Oh, man.
Somehow it's working out for him.